Jessica, this week we are starting off Alamogordo Now talking about the red flag law that was recently passed in the New Mexico House of Representatives. Now, the governor has said she supports this legislation. However, Otero County leaders have opposed this legislation. What can you tell us?
So, Otero County passed a resolution that basically said that they are opposed to the exercise of that law once it's signed by the governor. Now, something to keep in mind is that resolutions passed by the commission have no weight. They have no weight other than a stance position. Now, the bill that we're talking about is Senate Bill 5. That's the Extreme Risk Fire Protection Order Act. Its sister bill is House Bill 7. Both of those passed the House and the Senate floor. Now, the resolution that came before the commission to consider in opposition to those bills came with also testimony from local law enforcement, and specifically Otero County Sheriff David Black, who listed several reasons for his opposition, including that, you know, it would be hard to enforce, of course. He also expressed concern about liabilities for law enforcement officers should they enforce this particular bill. Otero County isn't the only county that has expressed concern about this. Torrance County itself has passed a similar resolution, and there are other counties in New Mexico whose commissions and county commissioners are considering passing resolutions also in opposition.
Okay, now we have news of a new police chief taking office in Alamogordo.
The Alamogordo City Commission announced that the new police chief, this was on Tuesday, will be one of its own. This is an officer who filled in the gap when Chief Pete left the position. So Richard Denton has said that he will officially take the job. Now, Chief Denton is now on active duty. He's fulfilling his role at the moment, and we look forward to seeing where his priorities lie with the police department. He said he'd like to focus on recruitment and retention to begin with.
Okay, now we are closing with news of Alamogordo Public Schools adding 10 days to the school year. What can you share about this?
So the idea behind extended learning time, that's ELT, is that students and staff will have more time to concentrate on learning. Now, this is a pilot program for the Alamogordo Public Schools. It's going to be enacted for the 2021 school year. And this decision was made based on research which says when you give kids more time at school, you are showing them you're better able to help them kind of leap that achievement gap at the early ages. So what we understand from the execution of these is that classes will begin a bit earlier, August 5th, and on May 28th. So that includes the 10 extra days of school. There will be time for students within the school year to do things such as a study time, be able to focus on community projects, do more field trip and transitioning from one campus to the other, for example, the fifth graders into the sixth grade classes. Breaks will not be affected for parents who are worried about that. And that means the school year gets rounded up to 185 days altogether.
Jessica, thanks for updating us on Alamogordo Now. We will talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.